Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Coppo Show. I go by the name of Big Jordy George. No, Big Jordy George. And I'm the uncle.
Just froze up.
Yeah, I'm the uncle to these two, my nephews. If you can introduce yourself, kids. Who's older?
I'm starting to like the fact that he's embracing his age, personally.
You're acknowledging your A uncle, or you're trying to say
I'm George A uncle. That's what I think it is.
Right. Now let me correct both of you first. because it's an uncle.
Thank you very much.
It's an. It's always an if the next word starts with a vowel.
And that's why
I'm your uncle. Exactly.
You're not my uncle, but Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
Yeah, it's your boy Fiona, the one you'll come to see, man.
I think you should change that Els to Els, the Rast that makes it happen.
I'm not a Rasta. I'm not.
Would you like Rasta Pasta?
Sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
But that's not even.
Do you like jerk chicken?
Yeah, I really do enjoy jerk chicken.
You like rice and peas?
Yeah, but I'm not a Rasta. I don't practice the religion. I don't do none of that.
What genre of music was you just singing for the past hour on the journey?
that was Jack Shaw.
It was a really good mix. No. I was enjoying.
What genre of music was you just singing entirely for 1 hour on the way here?
I really enjoyed the mix.
What was it?
What? Pardon?
I really enjoyed the mix that you were playing.
Yeah, and what genre of music was it?
You know what it was.
No, what genre of music was it?
It was a little bit of reggae.
There we go.
A little bit of some other stuff,
There we go. So you're really starting to embrace this Rasta journey.
I'm not a Rasta. I'm actually not. But, I don't know how many times I have to say it. I think the people know I'm not Rasta. You lot just like to say that.
Have you, man, ever considered, like, changing religion? Has it ever nearly happened?
I'll be honest, yeah. Before I got back in touch with God, I was looking into Islam.
You would be the most unserious a Muslim man eating frazzles.
That's crazy.
Wait, why was you?
No, but that's not Haram.
It is.
Of course that's not right.
Why?
You
that
can't go.
You can't eat frazzles.
I don't want to repeat what
it's
I thought.
It's not even pork though.
No, but
it's bacon flavoring.
Yeah, but the
you
flavor
can't take your shahada
though.
And eat frazzles. You cannot do that.
You're dancing with the devil.
You're there, yeah.
No, but the bacon doesn't come from things.
See that the fact you're defending it is the sin. This is where the devil's winning.
That's shaitan.
Yeah, that's right. Defend it.
Well, to be fair, I'm on the right course now. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing I didn't.
But have you stopped eating frazzles?
Okay. Yeah, I'm done with that now. Still.
I want to go into this Islam thing. What made you want to look into Islam?
That is actually
No, but to be fair, obviously I was just reading into both, innit?
What, the Quran?
At the time, yeah. Because I think like.
What did you learn?
Not much.
No.
Is that by choice?
Yeah, I don't think it was really like gripping me. And to be fair, I don't feel like around that time that I had enough people to ask questions.
Was this in college or was this older?
Maybe older, maybe like mid-20s. No, like early 20s maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, like early 20s.
How do you actually convert though?
You have to.
I think you go to the mosque and you speak to the imam.
Okay. Take your shahada, yeah.
No, but like, I always wondered, like,
this
how
is the
does
wrong
someone
panel thinking about this? Too.
This is the wrong. I'm thinking like, if I just one day just said, no, I want to just become a Buddhist. Like, what's man's process of
you
doing
gotta go it? To the temple field?
What and what? Speak to someone
in Thailand.
Is it like a course? Is it a course?
Yes, I don't think it's a course, but I feel like there's always a point of contact in their respective places for you to take the steps.
Reach out to.
Yeah, I don't even know where the nearest with the temple.
And I'll be honest, if you're trying to be Buddhist, you can't be wearing any of this.
No, anymore. I wouldn't want to be a Buddhist. Wait, anyway.
Like you got to wear, I'm sure that they wear like the...
Let me, yeah.
Fio, why is that funny?
Wait, the world tool is this. So it's just the right nipple out, like.
No, come on.
Yeah, no. I don't think, yeah, like, when I always think about, like, how does people just switch from just one religion to the other? And how do you even know that that religion is right? Like,
no, but it will be your faith, innit? Like, I guess.
You just resonate with it.
Yeah.
It just, whatever they speak and stuff like that, I feel like, oh, yeah, like. This is me. This is what
I'm like. You know, sometimes, like, when you read the Bible or some, or like, you hear, like, a Bible scripture, like, you'll be like, oh, wow, like,
yeah,
like, that one clicked, I guess.
But a lot of people's religion is based off their parents, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
What their parents told them to do. Because I had no choice. I had to go to Sunday school. I had to go to church.
But you wanted to be a Buddhist?
No. I just wanted to try. I wanted to... But yeah, I was just wondering anyway.
You'd have to be bald as well.
You have to be bald.
Like, you can't have
beard. I'm sure there's no beard either. Yeah,
wait, is that by choice?
I think, yeah, but I feel like we're getting to muddy waters now.
Oh, yeah,
I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, you can have a beard?
Well, Google says no, you don't have to. Oh. Well, you don't have to be bald. I don't know
about You don't have to be. All of them are bald, though. I've seen Buddhist men, all of them are bald.
Maybe they might have alopecia.
No, you can't.
Right. Yeah, let's just...
No, but the ones you saw, no. No, but not Buddhist people in general, but just the ones Fion saw.
I've seen Buddhist, like, men that are from the Buddhism religion, all bald. Like, that's one common thing that they all have. If you were to type in Buddhism right now in Google Images...
Yeah, no, in this picture, they're all bald.
Everyone's bald.
Maybe no, it not must all Buddhists be, are bald.
Like, maybe, like...
Show me what a Buddhist with hair. That's what
like, I... Like, it must be a thing of, like... Of like cleanliness or something, I reckon.
Bald head.
Yeah, I reckon.
But it's having hair on the
It's a practice
staying
that
fresh
they do.
Or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to read like I don't want to look like I'm the one that's in charge of all of this. But there's a certain practice that they do. They don't have to do it. Certain sectors do it. Others don't.
Okay.
But it's commonly known for Buddhists too.
Yeah, like a Ras would have dreads. A Buddhist would have a bald head, and like a Sikh would have a turban. These are things that I identify with the religion.
Because it's common, yeah.
Yeah, but not everyone has to have that. So a Ras don't need to have dreads.
Is there any Jamaican Sikhs?
Never.
Oh, who's that else?
I don't know. It's typed in Jamaican Sikh. Is that Sean Paul next to
it? Looks like.
All right, anyway.
We're going into muddy places, man. we're going muddy. How you lot been anyway?
I've been good, you know.
Yeah, been all right, man.
When did we last record?
It was your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Happy birthday. Happy belated. Right. So, tell us what you done for your birthday.
I just went away. I went to Portugal for a couple of days. I really enjoyed myself. Had a nice time. Had a really, really nice time.
You're in France as well,
right? Yeah. But that was just a quick thing. Mm. So, yeah, I went France and Portugal. And then I came back. Had a nice meal with the lads. I went out and got burst and enjoyed myself. You know, we keep it moving.
The speech that you done was the most mature speech I've ever heard in my life. I couldn't believe it. Like, you know, I was watching it, you're thinking, where's the joke going?
No.
Where's the joke?
You're waiting for him to say something stupid.
Jordan was talking, man said, I want every single one of you to have a brilliant end to the year. Peace and prosperity. I said, where's the joke?
I think I saved that speech. Like, when it comes to speeches, I'm on serious stuff.
No, you are, to be
fair. You know, I'm not on no games because speeches is a time to show, you know, appreciation and gratitude and, you know.
You know what I mean? Didn't expect you to do a serious speech, to me. I thought it was going to be silly, but... Yeah.
He's getting more mature, though. Slightly. No, he is. I've noticed little things. Jordan's getting more mature.
Look, let's be honest, yeah? I've always been mature.
Oh, fuck my days.
No, come on. I have. When it's crunch time, yeah, no. I'm mature.
On the way here,
but
what did
I like
you
a
do?
Bit of.
On the way here, what did you do? When we was in Brixton, what did you do?
What?
He played a prank on his friends. 8:30 in the morning.
Why?
He was pranking his friend. But I'll let him explain. I'll let him explain what he did.
Yeah, he's still pranking people, Jimmy. That's not right, man.
So basically, yeah, like one of my friends, obviously he plays for Credit, isn't it? So, but in the morning he does Uber, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've seen him drive out of his road, isn't it?
To start his job.
Yeah. So obviously, like, I phoned him, yeah? So I put my phone on private and I phoned him.
Yeah.
And I said, hello, mate. It's Craig Reynolds here from the Metropolitan Police. I've had reports that your car's been involved in a road traffic accident.
But did he recognize your voice?
No, but not at first.
No.
He sounded shook.
Yeah, hello?
Because obviously now, I'm behind him, yeah. So I've got his car, his make and model, and his license.
So they're reading out?
Yeah.
That's when the man sits up in the chair. Hello, hello. What's going on? That's mad. Yeah, so you're not like you're getting more mature. I've clocked little things. Like I can actually say, no, he's.
So I like a bit of fun from time to time, and suddenly I'm immature.
Because
this guy was in.
You are immature.
I was in the passenger seat laughing his ass off.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
You can ask the man.
Els loves it as well.
Ask the man's address. And he locked up.
Wait, he didn't. Have you spoken to him?
I thought he just left. I have a man on the He said, yeah, can we get your address, please? And he went silent. And he was like, hello? And then he just locked up.
Have you not ever had like a mad prank pulled on you? Like, apart from what Jordan done to me, have you ever had a mad prank pulled on you?
No. Not mad. It's just silly shit.
Like what?
Like my one of my friends from uni called me and said that he was in a bang out like outside of our flats. So I came running down in my shorts and vest, but he was just out there just going shop. He's like, you're a fool. He's like, he didn't even look outside the window. He just came running
because you can see
all the shorts.
Come on,
you know. He's trying to make himself bigger.
Like a cat, like a cat. Yeah. Come on in, you wankers. No, I've had a mad... Don't pull a mad prank on me. So one time, see, he caught me out because I spoke to him about what was going on at the time. But he sent me a text from the clinic saying that your results have come back negative. And they said, you need to come into the clinic within 5 days. And I said, oh my God. So I've called Dunce straight away. I said, Dunce!
I've got the claps.
Croydon Council.
The council, you know. When the council calls us,
the housing association.
The housing association said, you got chlamydia.
You're sick.
I was thinking, wait, that is mental.
They should have no business. Your medical records,
you know. To the community. But the thing is, Don started busting up straight away. But I was, at the time, I was thinking, oh, shit.
That's a serious thing.
Craig Council, if they're messaging you, and the thing is, he copied and pasted a message and then just edited a few words. I thought it genuinely was. And it was off a random number as well. You know, they'll just text you with like a +44 number.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, shit. But yeah, I think that's the maddest prank I've had, to be fair. But yeah, anyway, I think we should start anyway.
Yeah. All rise. Court is now in session.
So yeah, keeping things going with our Question to the Nation series. Wait, sorry.
Before you start, I've got a quick question. Just a random one. Have any of you ever seen a fat Chinese person before?
Didn't we? I felt like we've had this
conversation.
Yeah, because.
And what did we say?
I said Samoans and
no. You said tumor wrestling.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Where's that coming
from? So my second one is: have any of you ever seen a Chinese person with a beard?
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like
stubble. I've seen stubble.
No,
man.
But I'm talking full beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like who's Mr. Miyagi in Karate Kid? Isn't it? Is he Chinese?
I'm gonna check.
What? Yeah, dangerous war.
No, he's got a beard though, Mr. Miyagi. He does.
But the population.
See, Miyagi sounds Japanese though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Karate is karate Japanese, is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Miyagi, because why do you beef?
He's Japanese. I'm not. I don't know, so I don't even want to.
No, did you hear what he just said? What he said? Mr. Miyagi, like Wagyu beef.
What's that got to do?
That's what I'm saying.
No, Wagyu beef is Japanese.
Is Wagyu Japanese?
Wagyu, Miyagi.
No, don't.
They're not even linked.
Don't just say it after it. Like
it is. Where is Wagyu beef from?
I think it's.
It's Japanese.
Yeah.
So you're saying that?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Miyagi.
Wagyu is a collective name for four principal Japanese breeds of beef. Beef. I didn't know. I thought it was something you do to the beef to make it Wagyu. Mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't.
It's a type. So like a Wagyu cow?
No.
There's Wagyu cattle, but...
See? Like Wagyu cows are like... They're what? Like...
Supreme.
They're like top dollar.
I know it's always the most expensive thing on
the menu. Like you can't just find a wagyu cow.
But what makes it wagyu though? What makes it wagyu?
Because it's
like, is that like organic chicken?
No, that's just
it's a purebred cow.
What does that mean?
It says that's genetically linked to one of four Japanese cattle breeds.
Okay. So they specifically breed
it's a specific breed
for cooking.
What else beef. Does it say?
Talking about how they're raised, the cows must be raised in a specific method.
Yeah, methods.
Grazing on specific
grass.
He's so stupid, isn't it?
Oh, and the cow must be born and raised in Japan.
In Japan, yeah.
Don't stop.
Trust me, you think I don't know about Tossi? When you go out and you have a Wagyu beef, that's been imported straight from Japan.
Is that why it's expensive?
Yes.
That would make sense, though.
Yes.
Why it's expensive?
Exactly. Because it's a top dollar cow.
Do you not like Wagyu beef?
I think it's alright. I'll be honest.
I don't think it's anything special.
I don't really eat steak because I went to Miami and I had the best steak ever, and that's the only steak that I can have.
Why was it the best?
It's peak.
Is that the one that was like curled
up?
Yeah. I thought that looks mad. Peak. Like it didn't look appetizing. But
well, it looked like shit.
It looked just like curled up. I might even have screenshot.
Like the shit emoji.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see if I can find it.
Like, I think I might have actually screenshot it.
Yeah, here it is.
How do you get your steak? How do you lot get your steak normally?
Medium well.
Yeah, medium well.
I get medium rare now, you know.
You might as well go to a field and bite a cow.
No, man. Medium well.
I don't like the... It's too bloody for me. Yeah, I think that just looked mad the way it was just curled up on the plate like that.
Yeah, well, you don't know much about steak anyway, do
no,
you?
No, but like all jokes aside, with steak, you know it's supposed to be like soft.
Yeah, medium well still soft.
Medium well is on the end of the spectrum when it comes to taste. You lot are burning up this taste.
It's not burnt.
It's not burnt.
Well done is done. Medium well. It's still like on the brink of being
It's still slightly
done.
Red.
So you have yours pink?
Yeah.
It's got a pinker inner layer. I don't like the blood coming out. Like, I don't... Yeah,
it's not always got blood.
No.
Like, Ben, how do you have your steak?
Rare.
Rare? Why? Rare? What? So you just have... He just gets the cow. Just the raw meat.
Yeah.
A bit of salt and pepper.
Got salmonella, Ben. Full of salmonella.
It's got a foot of mouth.
It never grew. They cook it for literally like 3 seconds.
3 seconds? What the hell?
That's mad.
That's mental. Nah, that's a bit extreme though. So you like it like really like your plate's dripping?
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't even tried a rare steak.
Yeah, I'd be too scared still.
I haven't tried it.
Nah, I don't know. I think
I'm...
Is it?
You get all the nutrition values from the steak. Come on.
And the diseases.
Yeah. And the diseases.
Run the risk. I know black people definitely don't really eat it like that.
No.
Like, they normally go from, like, medium... Wait,
you say you get... Well, what does it go? Does it go rare?
No, blue.
Blue?
What's blue? That's the 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So, blue, rare...
Medium...
Medium well, and then well done.
And then well done.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done. I was getting well done for time.
Yeah, so was I.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, no, it's actually tough.
Like, stupid. Yeah. Like, even the person, I remember when I'd done, I went to, was it SDK? And then when I said, well done, the way it was just shaking heads, saying, what the hell are you doing here? Why have you come to this place?
It does take away the taste of it.
Yeah, you burnt it up.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely like a cultural thing because we think, oh, you have to cook the food properly.
Yeah,
but
it's
not, steak's supposed to taste all the nutrients. Yeah.
Yeah, but not how you have it. It's not right.
No, I have it medium rare. It's good. Trust me, try it. Try it next time you go. It's good. But anyway, we're saying, so question to the nation this week. What is the best daytime television show in the UK? And I want to say honourable shout out to Jeremy Kyle. That show,
I think that's like top for me. Like, yeah, number one.
Obviously, it's not out no more, innit?
Because of what happened.
Yeah, there were some people taking their own lives.
Yeah.
But that show was primed. I remember I used to want to stay off school just to watch that show.
I didn't want to stay off school just to watch Jeremy Carr.
Why not? What was that? What else was on?
I had cartoons.
See, and you know what's so mad? Cartoons. You lot's choice of your best shows that you lot lack
ambition.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Carr was going
that's
off.
No, but listen, like, you need to educate yourself.
So what would you watch then? What would you watch? Horizon.
No.
What? Other one, BBC Bite Size.
The Chase.
That's on late. That's at Chase, 4 p.m.
Chase don't come out during the day, does it?
Yes, it does.
I thought it comes on at like 4 or 5 o'clock.
What's the other one?
Chase is on late, man.
What's the other one with the with the buzzer?
Tipping Point.
Are you sure?
These ain't good shows.
Tipping Point.
Jeremy Carr's better than all these
shows. Who
Wants
to Be a Millionaire?
That's not during the day.
Educate yourself.
Some of us are at work. Only fools and horses. One foot in the grave. I got the DVD box set. That's a serious show. It's
very racist though, you know. It was a lot of racism jokes.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's have to enjoy the show for what it is.
Yeah.
And you have to think about when they grew up and what they accepted back then. There's only like one black guy in the show and he used to diss him. But anyway.
Badly. Yeah.
Like daytime TV shows, we're talking like.
So we're not talking reruns then?
No, we're talking Bargain Hunt.
Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah, that's a serious show.
Maybe Homes Under the Hammer, you know.
Homes of the Hammer's decent. Is that with Dion Dublin?
I don't know their names.
I'll be honest, Jeremy Carr was a bit too upsetting for me, man.
Why?
Crackheads with no teeth.
Yeah,
no. And they've lost their baby.
There was always a lack of teeth.
They would go somewhere where drug addicts are.
Bro. And when you think about it, bro, a crack addict, with no teeth, has just found out that he's not the father, of a baby, that he's fathered for the past 3 years.
Yeah,
that's stress.
There's one man that came on there and said, I love the cocaine more than I love my kids.
I love it more than my kids. I love the crack more than my kids. That's
fuck.
And then the whole crowd's going, ooh. Yeah, I need some more needs.
See?
Yeah. Jeremy Carr was a bit nuts though. I remember we used to watch it thinking, this is mad. And it was always bottom of the barrel as well, isn't it?
Bottom of the barrel, like there's never no. I know high class, so he's going to the most like deprived areas,
in Britain,
and he's finding people.
How do you even go? Do you apply?
That's on their face.
I don't know how you get on the gym.
Like, he's finding people. They must have a producer that reaches on their face, and he's offering them change, probably like a bills, I reckon.
Yeah,
that must be a team of producers that head up
the
M1.
Look for the people that are kind of mash up, innit?
Yeah, going to the cracks and crevices of England, and
it is a little bit nasty.
And they get paid to go on there as well.
That's why they go, innit?
Yeah,
no teeth, a DNA test, and your life's been ruined because you found out that the love of your life has cheated on you. And you father on someone else's child. And then somehow they manage to find the father.
And they bring him out from the back.
That's not good, you know. That's not good for your mental health. Like, think about that, yeah? Like, if that's you, like, personally, I'm not telling anybody about that.
What going on,
Jordan? Oh, no, Jordan no, but, no, but, no, but
got Jordan coming no, but, into the show. No, but
think about
coming
it,
in the track.
But like you see, for me, yeah, like it will take me a while. So if I found out, yeah, or I'm going to find out that my child might not be my child, and the child's real father is rolling up, I'm going through that on my own.
But you need support.
No, you need support.
I've got like a one cousin in the state.
I'm
case
not telling anybody until the dust has settled. Yeah, and I can get through this myself. Yeah, then I let them know. But other than that, I ain't telling anybody.
I know you would say years later. Are you, man?
Yeah,
bro. 100%.
100%, bro. 100%. Like, literally, I'm going through that on my own.
And I wonder where they are.
I deal with that is, but then that on live television.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, I couldn't go. I would decline the thing. I wouldn't go on.
So, what are we saying?
Did
we do top three or top five? I can't remember.
Top three.
Top three daytime TV shows. Because I'm still going to put Jeremy Kyle in there because
it's goated.
I think for the sake of mental health, Britain.
I like Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah, Homes Under the Hammer. I think Bargain Hunt. Sometimes I'm not trying to see your grandma's
clock.
Your grandma's old cabinet.
I remember watching Bargain Hunt one time. Yeah, it was sad. So one guy, he'd been saving up like old comic books.
Yeah,
and he was like, "This is what I'm gonna leave for my grandkids. This is my investment plan. Like, I've saved these since I was a kid."
Yeah.
And then he's bought it there to try to cash in, innit? And then the guys looked at it and he said, "These are worth no more than 99 pence.
All of them.
And the guy said, "You're a liar. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about." Because imagine he's thinking that you hit the belly. He's got old comic books from like Marvel and that, yeah, but they were replicas. They weren't
the real ones.
They weren't proper ones.
Yeah.
So they were like, "These ain't worth anything." And the guy was distraught because he thought, "This is what I'm going to give to my grandkids."
They're worth about
a tenner. That he said he's going to get them reevaluated somewhere.
That would send me over the edge.
Yeah, no.
I'd say, what's the one with Dion Dublin?
Oh, The Weakest Link.
That's not during the daytime.
It is.
These are reruns.
That comes on just before Simpsons came on.
Challenge.
Like after.
He's on Dave.
What? 4 p.m.?
No, man.
Yeah, The Weakest Link comes on.
Used to come on at like around 5.
6:45.
No.
It was always before Simpsons. I remember that.
Is it even on now?
No, it's not on anymore.
Yeah. Anne Robinson.
Yeah, no, it's not on anymore. Daytime TV, it's like even.
Daytime TV is hard. I'm never at home and I don't watch TV anymore.
Loose Women. That's daytime TV. I thought that was a whole different show when I was younger and I watched it. This is nonsense.
What? See the Chase, 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's not daytime.
That's daytime.
It is.
What, 5 p.m.?
I'll say
that's when people are finishing work.
Daytime, man.
People are finishing work.
You can't get a job.
You're not watching that.
You have to be at home to watch.
I'm making that slap bang middle of the day. You should be doing something. That was Deal or No Deal. No. I don't know if that was.
No, that was the evening as well.
What time did The Weakest?
6:45, I remember. To come on before Simpsons.
Yeah, but I always remember used to come on before Simpsons.
On BBC Two.
I've watched the police shows like
Police Interceptors.
Road Wars and stuff like
I still watch it now, to be honest. I'll be honest.
Yeah, the clips of that are legendary. Have you seen that clip of that guy where he calls the female police officer a man? Have you seen that one?
No, I don't think so.
You ain't seen that's a legendary meme.
If he played it, I probably, but I can't remember.
When he's like, "Oh, he's being aggressive to me," and he's like,
I'm
a female police officer and I find that offensive.
And no, look at the hypocrisy of you, constable. He got in my face trying to tell me to shut up.
I'm telling you to grow up.
Grow up? Yeah. And when I say something to back, I'm aggressive.
I'm not saying you're aggressive.
He said I'm aggressive.
Excuse me. He?
You, yeah.
I'm a female police officer and I find that offensive.
Yeah.
Ain't you seen that?
No.
What? Yeah, I don't think.
Oh my days! You lot ain't know. That's a British meme.
I'll be honest. Like I've been working for a few years now, so I'm not sure what you lot have been doing.
We've been unemployed.
Road Wars and that, those are all reruns, bro. They're not shows that come on in the day.
So for you lot, you lot's favourite show is Jeremy Carl.
And then Holmes Under the Hammer.
Can't Pay, Take It Away.
That's serious.
It's stressful. It's a former man.
No, bro. And one of them's from Quaaludes.
Yeah.
I see him in.
Did he pass away?
Yeah. I think
was it his dad?
I'm not sure. But I see the son in Jerk Centre the other day.
Yeah?
Jerk Centre in Fort and Eve. What was you thinking?
He was in the Jerk Centre with his son.
Okay.
But Can't Pay or Take Away, it's trauma. Like, when you think about it, yeah? Jeremy Kyle, Can't Pay, Take It Away, yeah? For you to catch these shows, you're either off sick or you're unemployed.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so for you to be home, unemployed, and you're watching Can't Pay or We'll Take It Away, you could be next. Any knock on the door you hear, you're thinking,
very likely could be next.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's too much trauma, man.
No, I remember one time I was watching it, and my dad came and said, turn it off. Because them same people are trying to come here.
Yeah.
Them same people are trying to come there. I'll tell them to suck their mother.
See?
Nah, it's true. It's not healthy, but...
Yeah, it's not...
What's the landlord one?
What do you mean landlord
one? There's one where landlords have like nightmare tenants and then the tenants overstay their welcome and then the landlords have to call these people to help get the tenants out.
I know what you're talking about, where they get them out of the house.
I think Can't Pay will Take It Away as well.
Is that in the same one?
Sometimes, I know there's the guy with the glasses and he'll come and evict them from the house and change the locks and shit. Yeah. He does everything calm.
Yeah, and he holds the door with his foot. Yeah.
I seen him slam it a couple of times as well. But
it's trauma, man.
No, it is trauma. Daytime TV is not healthy though.
It's interesting.
Trauma, it's not healthy, man.
So what is our top three then? What's our top three to wrap this up?
Jeremy Carl, Holmes Under the Hammer. I would say Can't Pay, Take It Away.
I would say so.
But Jordan, he's on the positivity.
Mine is Holmes Under the Hammer, you know, because you're learning how to get on the property ladder, you know.
The auction. So it's auction houses, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know. What areas are good, you know? You know, I buy this house, I put a loft conversion in. That's an extra 30K. The weakest link when you're learning, when you're educating yourself, when you're maneuvering through life, in the chase, when you're under a bit of pressure, but you're learning.
Mm.
You know, it's just being trauma.
I can't lie, I enjoy it.
I think that's what makes daytime TV a little bit better.
Yeah.
It has to have a bit of drama to it.
I'm on Panorama, but that wasn't daytime.
Huh?
Panorama. I don't come on. It's like they go through crimes and it used to come on before Crime Watch. People will know what I'm talking about.
Panorama. Is that like Watchdog?
Yeah, similar to Watchdog.
What happened to Crime Watch? Is that still going on?
Nah, they stopped it.
That was one of the best shows, you know.
Nah, yeah, they stopped it. I don't know why they stopped it.
Do you remember Crime Watch?
Yeah, but you had to. No, they had to stop that.
Why?
Because they're just putting up. People said, if you see this man,
just cash a water.
That's not right. Like they're basically they're putting money on people's heads.
It was. And these are people that had like, they used to do the picture, innit?
Yeah.
That was a good show, and they used to do like, the reenactments and that.
Yeah.
And then the people talking in the corner with a mad changed voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good little show still. But yeah, I think I'm with you on the same top three still.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know in the comments what you lot think's top three daytime TV shows.
It's your question.
Where do you lot stand with saving money for a rainy day and just splurging out, spending your money before you die? Like, where do you land on that? Is it a spectrum? Yeah, on that land.
What is in that? Like,
how do you
YOLO
feel?
Thing?
Yeah, so how do you feel about saving money for a rainy day or spending it all before you die? Can't take it to the grave, kind of.
I think that you should do things in stages, like when you save, like save for a car, save for a house, save for this, save for that. Like, rather than you're just saving for a rainy day, because that rainy day could come sooner and then you've got like no achievements.
I get you.
Yeah.
So I think because at least then you can look forward to like certain things, and when you get it, then celebrate it. Like when you get it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like rather than you're just saving for a rainy day, because that rainy day sounds like you like that's funeral costs.
Yeah, could be that.
Could be though.
Yeah,
funerals are expensive.
Mad expensive.
And then you're not celebrating like nothing.
Yeah.
I think I'm more on a because I think I've got PTSD from being broke. No, I'll be honest, I do. I have PTSD from being broke. So now I always try my best and make sure I've got money. Because I personally feel really unwell when I haven't got money. I don't like it.
I heard that's where you can feel sick.
No, yeah, I do. Yeah, like if I've got like no money, sick. Like I could pass out. I could literally pass out. Like if I know I ain't got bread, because it's like the thought process of not being able to pay my bills is scary, bro. So that's why I always make sure I've got at least something parked off, just to make sure I can pay my bills.
Yeah.
And especially when you live alone as well, I can't bail on my mum and dad to help me out. It's just me.
Yeah, so you're a big man.
I have to pay.
And he's done now because his mum,
she doesn't live with me. She's gone. So it'll be me on my own.
Even go pick up.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's one of those things where I think you must be able to manage your basics. Mm. And you must be able to do that at least like a couple months. Or you could be in severe trouble. Because if I lost my job, it's over.
Yeah. It's over.
What am I going to do?
Crack pipe.
It's over. I'll be on can't pay, take it away. We know you're in there. Yeah. Don't try to hide from us. We know you're in there. You're in a flat on your own.
People will have the door on the latch.
What are you saying?
But yeah, that's my thought. Like you have to have a backup, or you could be fucked.
Yeah, no, you need a backup.
Yeah.
What do you think of?
I would say, yeah, I save quite a lot. But the only time things get stupid is if I'm on holiday. Mm. It's just, shit.
Monopoly money.
Bro, I just don't care.
It's monopoly.
And then when you get home and you look at what you done for, you didn't need to do.
But don't you budget when you go on holiday?
I do, but I don't really
Really budget on holiday.
Don't you look?
No, I'll bring out, like I always say, all right, I'm going to bring X amount on holiday. Once this money's done, it's done. Mm. But say when the money's done and I see something that I like doing, I'm just in a good mood. I'm like, fuck it. Like, let's just go and do it.
Depends. But on holiday, I don't think that I do anything stupid. Like there might be one time when I bought the wings that I woke up in the morning and I regretted it. But on holiday, I don't tend to wake up in the morning and think, oh, like last night was mad or mad. Yeah. Because I think too, like you see holidays, like it's an experience too. So I feel like you should go.
Don't limit yourself.
Yeah. So like you should book holidays where you can experience that destination to the fullest, to what you can do at that time.
Mm.
So like for example, I wouldn't go to Vegas if I can't
afford to go.
Yeah. So like if I can't enjoy Vegas properly, I'm not gonna go to Vegas. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's my stance with Miami and stuff.
Put it all on black and lose it.
Yeah.
Like you have to I think with like holidays, I always make sure I've got bread ready for that trip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. I try more time, if I go on holiday, I try to think to myself, a grand. That's my
Depending on how long you're going.
No, just wherever. Because I know if a grand in most countries for a week or something should cover me.
Yeah.
I don't have to spend the whole grand, but if I've got like 1K for my whole holiday budget, normally things will get covered. Yeah. Food, travel, any experience is covered.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's my budget anyway.
Mm, cool.
But yeah, George?
So mine's kind of like three questions. It's quick. But what do you feel are the key fundamentals of being a good person?
What, just in general?
Just in general.
Honesty.
Yeah.
I think that's so important.
Yeah.
Someone that's honest is good person. Because when people, the opposite of that kind of person is deceitful, deceit, do you know what I mean? So I'd say, yeah, honesty. I would say caring. Someone who's really caring is a good person. Honest, caring, and can I say loving?
I wouldn't. Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
No,
I wouldn't.
No. I hear what you're saying, but I'd save that one for my next question. Okay. But yeah, but just like a good person, like in general.
Is trustworthy and honest the same thing?
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. I guess trustworthy is like I could leave my laptop with you.
Yeah.
Because you're trustworthy.
That's what I.
That's honest.
But honest is like. It's like, okay, let me be honest with you.
How we're in the studio now, you should, basically.
Yeah. So like, honest is like, okay, I'll be honest with you. I think you should try this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or
whatever.
You shouldn't wear that shirt because you look mad.
Yeah. But trustworthy is like.
Where's that coming from? Yeah, I'll say honest, caring. And
I think too, like having like good integrity.
What do you mean by that?
Like just the way how you carry yourself, in the right ways, like you do the right things. Like your actual character has like good like intentions and good integrity. But then it goes back again to like being honest and trustworthy.
Yeah, I think they kind of tie into each other.
Yeah, I feel like those two are like the main
honest and
like they're like the key like fundamentals. So then, what do you think are the key like fundamentals of being a good friend?
A good friend.
Yeah.
Again, those.
I think those are the same things. Because if you're honest and trustworthy, I'll feel comfortable being around you and, you know what I mean? Going out places and talking about stuff. Because if you ain't got that, then...
I'd add kind in that one as well, for friend.
Kind, you have to be... If you got a friend, you got to be kind. Because you wouldn't want to be with someone that's mean.
Yeah.
If kindness is really important.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know how to describe it, but like someone when it's got like a good character. How do you describe like someone who's got a good character? Because you know sometimes, like you can have someone that might move mad. Like you might do something that's a bit off key. Mm. But then you might look back and say, but he's a good person. Mm. Like he's moving mad.
He's got a good,
clean hearted. You like that one. Clean hearted.
Yeah.
That's the one. Clean hearted. Yeah. When someone's clean hearted, you can say, right, when they do might move a bit mad or do something off key, you can look and say, what's his heart like?
He's not normal.
But you know, sometimes someone might do something mad, but like, he's not clean hearted, so he's a nasty guy.
Yeah.
Keep him away from me. So I think clean hearted. The one that Jordan loves to hang on about. That's Jordan's keeping.
So what? So kind, clean-hearted, honest, and trustworthy.
As a
friend.
Okay. Now, being a good partner. Yeah, what?
Honest. You gotta be honest. Honest is the most important thing.
If you're not honest, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble in a relationship.
So I think you gotta put kind in there.
I would say.
Then I say loving.
Well, good partner, transparent. So you got to be able to express yourself and be able to, I don't know how to describe it, but transparency is key to be a good partner. So the person knows what they're dealing with.
Okay, yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Like you're not a narcissist behind closed doors.
Yeah, like you're transparent. Yeah, yeah. Like if you're transparent as a partner, I reckon the other person would appreciate it a lot because they know what they're dealing with kind of thing. I say transparency is key and good communication. Because communication is underrated, but it's a big thing. And that's where a lot of relationships go wrong because they're not communicating properly. That's what I think. I don't even want to get into it. It's going to turn into it. It's going to turn into it. I started feeling emotions starting to come kick in. That bitch! Yeah? You hearing this?
I'm bubbling up over there.
He was welling up, yeah.
Transparent. You're communicating with me.
I see him. Transparency! Am I saying it? Just
communication.
Oh, I'm so fucking single. All right,
so, so for being a good partner, you'd say a good communicator.
Yes, 100%.
Loving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind.
Yeah.
Transparent.
Yeah.
Honest.
Yeah.
Trustworthy.
Yeah.
What? Anymore?
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are basic fundamentals.
So if you guys were looking for a partner, that's what you.
That's what I would need.
I'd need that, but I do have my three criteria.
Yeah.
What I'd want from a woman.
So.
No.
Jamaican.
No. Big no.
I can cook oxtail.
No. Those are additions. My three, because I was thinking about this the other day. I would want a woman who's family orientated, into some sort of fitness.
What if she's an orphan?
I was just going to say that.
You can still have family though.
Yeah, okay. No, go on, carry on. I didn't even mean to cut
you. Orphan? That's mental.
Let's stay on track.
You could be an orphan and have family.
Yeah, but what if she? Yeah, but what if she's not?
What do you mean?
What if she? If she lost her parents and
she's got other family.
No, Tracy Beaker, she's got our mum.
And she grew up in a care home.
That's her family. Come on, guys. What are you saying? Wait, hold on.
And she grew up in a care home and from 18 she left and she's got nobody.
She can.
So she's not good enough.
But she can create her own family by having her friends. I don't see family always to link to blood.
But she has no friends.
No, man. What kind of woman's that then?
what
kind of woman is this? But yeah, no. Family orientated. I like someone that is also into her faith as well. I'm not too like I'd want someone that if I was to create a family with them, I'd want them to be in touch with their faith so they could also raise my children with that similar principles. Faith is a big thing, man. Wouldn't you lot want your woman to have faith?
Yeah, of course.
But why are you lot both looking at each other like that?
I know you.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No. Yep. That's what you want. Yeah.
That's enough. Thank you.
Time church Sunday.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time for Ears to the Streets News.
Alright, Ben, if you could cue the music.
What is that?
India's plan to fine and imprison vendors or street vendors that have been contaminating food.
Man.
Have you not been on TikTok and have you seen when...
what the hell is that, Els?
Like, how they've been cooking the food and sometimes they'll put their
What's
foot
she
in
doing? It. She's spitting in the food?
Yeah, she's spitting in it.
That's making me feel sick, bro.
I saw this, I thought, this is mad. But why are they doing this? That's what I want to know. Like, why? What's the reason?
No, but do you know what? Like, doing this. Like, this has to be for views.
It has to be a joke, innit?
Yeah, because like, I genuinely believe that you can't, like, this can't be real.
I didn't believe it.
But there's so much different Indian food vendors
doing this.
Like,
spitting in the food.
They'll put their foot in it.
Put their foot in it. Like
they just pick their nose and then, like,
wipe their bottom. Like, it's mad stuff.
Or
like,
there's someone behind a computer somewhere just pushing this on TikTok.
Yeah, wait. They're just showing it needs to be unhygienic.
Yeah, but India are planning to like basically fine or imprison the people that are doing this, the street vendors.
That's mad. Yeah, that's crazy. That's nasty. That's me feel sick.
Yeah, that's nasty.
But you know, like I don't wanna, this is not me saying this, but like, I've heard like India is one of the dirtiest countries in the world.
Right.
We're getting
to the piece of news.
Cheers.
Yeah. 62-year-old runs 100 meters in 10.6 seconds.
Jordan.
Jordan, how do you feel about
that? You've got 2 days to reply.
Right, so that's very good. That's that's very good. And
you,
I'll be honest.
Are you keeping up with it?
I'm not far off of that.
That what you truly believe?
Genuinely. Because we didn't even get to speak about what happened.
Oh yes, yeah.
Did we?
No.
And to be fair, that's very quick.
Yeah.
But you owe me money.
I don't owe you money.
Well, you will. Where you bought.
When we redo the race, then we can discuss it.
You know, so we'll speak about what happened. Obviously, you know, we went to the track.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I started at the wrong starting
point. 110 meters. Yeah.
Why was 100? You back there though?
Because I just thought that.
That's where you start.
Because that's where the numbers were. So I've gone way back, and obviously. I've got to about, 75 meters and I pulled my hamstring.
Did you actually pull it?
Yeah, but like...
Or a twinge?
Yeah, a twinge. But I kept on going just to finish the race, just to see what I would have got. Yeah. I got 14.69 seconds.
With a pulled hamstring.
Yeah, with a pulled hamstring plus 100, plus 10 meters.
Yeah.
So, on the day, I thought, if I'd done that without a pulled hamstring, 110 meters, I would have got under 13 seconds because I think I would have. Then, with the 10 meters knocked off, I generally think I could have got maybe 11.5 to 12 seconds.
I think so as well.
I think it's close. I don't.
And you know what? On that day, I realized that I'm faster than what I actually thought I was.
No, when I looked at that footage, I have to admit, you definitely done your thing still. You've done your thing. But we have to do a
reach. Yeah, no, we'll do it again. But you see what I mean by the injury prone thing.
And then Elwes tried to change the goalpost, yeah, when he realized what I could do. So Elwes tried to get me to do it in 11 seconds now.
No, that's not fair.
All he said to do the 110 in under 13 seconds.
No, but who's running 110? Yeah, that's hurdles.
Yeah,
he's already done it, isn't it?
And I said, no, it's the original bet. So I said, then he tried to give me a buyout of 25 quid. Yeah. And I said, no. I said, I'm not doing it. So
when are you going to do it?
Maybe in like 2 weeks. So I'm in the gym now.
You're gonna lose your money though.
We've got two bets going on. We've got a second bet. I don't think he's gonna do it though. He's very injury. Look, he's got a bad knee.
But the knees. Blessed.
The wrong weather condition.
he started off strong though.
That's why I still think. Yeah,
I was off.
You know, it was off.
Still. Yeah, we got bets.
What's the other one?
The basketball one, but we'll do that.
That's gonna be easy.
I want him to be confident. I really want him to be confident.
Like, Els has been talking about this basketball thing for.
Yeah, but when's the last time he played? It's like, do you know what's so mad for you?
He can do all of this.
Like, you know, sports.
It's fine.
Like sports require fitness.
I'm fit.
Like in terms of match fitness. You need to be able to start. Like
I can do that.
And like running like consecutively on the treadmill. Mm. That's nothing. But
I don't do that.
But,
by the way.
But starting, stopping, you ain't done that for years.
Yeah,
cool. When was the last time you played basketball?
Jokes aside, probably like a little over a year.
Okay.
But
what are you? What would you say is like your the best thing you're good at?
Yeah.
What, for basketball?
Yeah.
You know, obviously on the field.
I'm not even trying to
give him point because he'll go home YouTube best way to do that. I know him. I'm not. When we play the game, that's it. Like I promise you.
Can you dribble?
A 1,000,000% I can dribble, bro. That's a key part of the game. Of course I can dribble.
So you're honest.
No. When we play, he's getting smoked. That's I'm it. Actually. Like, I have no doubt in my mind.
This needs to happen
because he's fit. He just thinks he can just.
Let's do this next Thursday.
Yeah, we can. It's fine.
Yeah, next Thursday.
One on one.
That's fine.
And what's the first?
I don't know if I'm about next Thursday, but we'll figure out.
The first one to how much points?
21.
That's going to be so easy.
And it's 2 points.
And you sure you don't want to do it when you're fit?
I'll do that with a pulled hamstring.
That's 2 points per basket.
Yeah, 2 points per basket.
And then 3 points for...
Yeah, for 21, you don't really do 3 points.
You just do 2 points.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you lot actually gonna do this?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll do it.
It's easy. What's the rules for a one-on-one though? Because I feel that's more of an American thing. I don't really understand.
No, it's the same rules for like, so traveling technically is no contact, but if it's like a tough game. You can barge and shit like that. But it's, the same games, same rules as basketball.
Dunking.
Yeah, I'll get
are dunking. Let's
no,
be honest.
I can dunk.
You can dunk. You're not even that much taller than me. You're still in like the 5 foot range.
Come on, I'm a whole foot.
I'm not gonna go back and forth with you. But in the interest of time, that's been Ear to the Streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. So I wanted to bring something to you lot. Yeah, something happened to me at work, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm gutted with myself. So imagine this week at work. Yeah. I lost my head. And as they say, like, the mask slipped. And I was at work,
talking about one.
I nearly told my whole team to suck their mother. And I was like, fuck. To the point where, like, my manager's like, I'm really intimidated by you, Fiona. So, yeah. And what is over was dumb. So, cut a long story short, they're doing like a sandwich contest. In my team, where they're making their own sandwiches and giving it to everyone to try.
Yeah.
But it's like 5 people within the team that's doing it. So one guy named Alfie, he basically made sandwiches, like lobster sandwiches. Yeah.
Okay, sounds like, yeah. Yeah,
sounds nice. And obviously, he was like to me, oh, if you want to get some, go buy some brioche buns and bring it back and I'll make you one. So I've come back now and then I didn't get the brioche buns. So as I've come back, everyone's gone, oh, why didn't you buy Alfie nothing from the shop? Why didn't you buy it? He's been waiting for you. So obviously I felt a bit heated at the time, innit? So I was like, no, you lot should allow it.
That's gun fingers. You're going mad. You're going absolutely mad.
And everyone's like, whoa, why is Phil moving like this? So I've gone, allow it. You lot, it's not my fault why Alfie ain't eating. And I've kind of realised that I've completely lost myself and I'm at work. So everyone's kind of stopped and kind of looked. And now I'm the aggressive black man in the office screaming with gun fingers.
Yeah.
Trying to help me. And I said to myself, like, my manager literally pulled me to the side and said, "Fiona, like, what is going on here? Because we've never seen you like this. Is this what you're like?" And they were saying that I was talking like slang. I kissed my teeth.
Yeah, you've gone way left.
So you have to send an email around.
Company wide.
You CC'd everyone.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I felt like, typically when you're in the working environment, you've got to kind of.
Yeah.
You've got to switch it up.
So why didn't you buy Alfie's brioche buns?
It was more the thing where I just couldn't be bothered.
So like, you've been an ignorant black man?
Yeah, see? Yeah.
It wasn't an ignorant.
No, but it is though. It is.
You're your own worst enemy.
Honestly. Like, you're actually like your own worst enemy.
Man
still.
Said, allow it, gum fingers, kissing the teeth. What's his name? Alfie. Yeah, man.
Like, before you just come in and say, guys, sorry, my bad. Because that's all it takes.
I found that really intimidating and I felt threatened.
No, they did.
Yep.
They did.
All you had to say was, guys, sorry. Like, I forgot.
Yeah, I literally, it was bad though. Like, I've the next day, everyone was like, you're alright kind of thing, at work. So I've been thinking to myself, like, I'm thinking how to try to bring it back, because now they're thinking to themselves, Fionn's not
all those trips and stuff you've been going on with your manager, you better lock the office.
Throw it back.
But have you not ever had any situation where you've been in the working environment?
No, not like that.
Yes.
Okay.
But
what happened?
Patreon.
When I used to, work. Well, I still do.
Sound
unemployed. Drug dealer.
I mean, you get it though.
Yeah.
But my managers always said that they can never read me because I was totally different.
What do you mean though?
Like, I used to keep myself to myself. Like, I'm kind of bookie, you know.
What?
Yeah. Well, like.
Just
like,
keep yourself. You don't talk to no one.
Yeah. Like, if you're not.
You're bedging.
Me, then I like Like, I don't really mix.
So you're
like, man's not going out for drinks and that after work. I'm going home. Like,
oh, like, so you don't get involved.
I don't
at all.
Get involved in nothing. Like,
so you
I'm
just go really, work and cut.
Yeah, yeah. Unless there's somebody young that's like
you can chill with.
Yeah, that's like around my age. Then it's but otherwise I'm not mixing with them lot. I'm not on that. I just stay in my own thing and just go in, do my stuff,
go
I just stay focused, and then I went home. Like literally, yeah. all my jobs, like it was the same thing. Unless someone was young, I'm not doing all connect. That stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel it's good to connect though.
Yeah, but sometimes no, it is good, innit? But I'm just not on it. I'm bookie like that. Innit? I'm quite.
I'm just going it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm bookie still. So
fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, as I said in the comments, if you've had any similar work situations or scenarios, then please tell us and let us know. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. This has been the Coppo Show. I've been the big Unks to my young nephews.
L's, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy, if you're the one you'll come to see, man.
Until next time, people.
Peace.